Our scripture reading this morning will come from three places. So I ask you to kind of keep your finger in the three places as we go through the sermon. The first place is from Isaiah chapter 6, the verses 1 through 8. Then I'll be reading from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, and then from Revelation 4. And this morning's message is on the four living creatures of Revelation chapter 4, and I have prepared an outline for you that is in your bulletins to help you as you follow along. But I would encourage you as well to try to keep your hands in those three passages as we go through them this morning. So let us begin in Isaiah chapter 6, the first 8 verses. Let us pay careful attention to the public reading of God's holy, infallible, and inerrant word. In that year, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphs flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." And then if you'll turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel comes after Jeremiah, then after Lamentations, and then you have the book of Ezekiel, one of the Old Testament major prophets, and we'll be reading from chapter 1, and I have in the bulletins reading through verse 18, but I believe I'm going to stop this morning at verse 14. So Ezekiel chapter 1, and I'll be reading the first 14 verses. "In the 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day, while I was among the exiles by the Kibar River, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th of the month, it was the 5th year of the exile of King Jehoiakim, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzai, by the Kibar River and in the land of the Babylonians. There the hand of the Lord was upon him. I looked, and I saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal, and in the fire was what looked like 4 living creatures. In appearance, their form was that of a man, but each of them had 4 faces and 4 wings. Their legs were straight, their feet were like those of a calf and gleamed with burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their 4 sides, they had the hands of a man. All 4 of them had faces and wings, and their wings touched one another. Each one went straight ahead. They did not turn as they moved. Their faces looked like this. Each of the 4 had the face of a man, and on the right side, each had the face of a lion, and on the left, the face of an ox. Each also had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces. Their wings were spread out upward. Each had 2 wings, one touching the wing of the other creature on either side and 2 wings covering its body. Each one went straight ahead, and whenever the spirit would go, they would go, without turning as they went. The appearance of the living creatures was like burning coals of fire or like torches. Fire moved back and forth among the creatures. It was bright, and lightning flashed out of it. The creatures sped back and forth like flashes of lightning." And then if you'll turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 4, Revelation chapter 4, and we will read the entire chapter, Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. After this, I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this." At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. And from the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. And in the center, around the throne, were four living creatures. And they were covered with eyes in front and back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox. The third had the face like a man. And the fourth was like a flying eagle. Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come." And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they were created and have their being." Thus the reading of God's Word this morning from the book of Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Revelation. The question before us this morning from our text is, who are the four living creatures? Are the four living creatures in heaven? When we go to heaven, will we see them? And what do these four living creatures do? As you might expect, within the history of the church, there have been a variety of interpretations concerning the four living creatures. I've laid them out for you this morning on your outlines. The first historical explanation comes from the world of astronomy. This means that the four living creatures, according to this view, represent the four quarters of the zodiac, thus emphasizing not just the aspect of the earth, but also in terms of the entire universe, that each of the four living creatures represents a corner of the universe and represents all of God's creation. Now, this viewpoint is not one that comes from Scripture. And another weakness of this viewpoint is that the eagle has never been associated with the zodiac. A second interpretation states that the four living creatures represent the entire created order. The face of the lion represents the lion who is the king of the wild beasts. The face of the ox represents the service animals to man, the ox being the strongest of all of those in his service to man. The man representing the head of all mankind, and the face of the eagle representing the head of the birds of the skies. This interpretation is confirmed by those who look at verse 11. And they read carefully what it says in verse 11, which states, You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory, honor, and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being. And so the four living creatures which surround the throne represent all of creation, giving praise and glory and honor to God. But of course, the weakness in this view is that it puts man at the same level as the various animals. And we know from the book of Genesis, chapters 1 and 2, that man is above the animals. A third view in the history of the church, and the most popular, connects the four living creatures with the four gospels. One view states it this way. The Gospel of Matthew begins with a genealogy, and so the living creature with the face of a man represents the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, which speaks of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Mark begins with the preaching of repentance of John the Baptist, and so the face of the lion represents the roaring power and the roaring call of repentance of John the Baptist for the coming of the Lord. The book of Luke begins with the temple and Zacharias, who is given a vision by or is spoken to by an angel concerning the coming of the Lord, and he cannot speak, but it takes place in the temple, and the ox, the face of the ox, represents the sacrifices that take place in the temple at the beginning of the Gospel of Luke. And finally, the Gospel of John, which begins with that prologue, which takes us up into the heavens and into the skies as it describes the theology of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, representing the creature with the face of an eagle. Now, this all seems to fit together nice. Four living creatures, four gospels, which represent the most powerful parts of Scripture, the parts of Scripture which teach us about the coming of our Lord and our Savior. But the weakness in this view is that not all the church fathers could agree on which gospel fit with which living creature. And this debate has gone on and on throughout church history. And so this morning, as one person said yesterday at prayer meeting, all of these views seem to be too simple. You would think that in the history of the church, somebody could look more deeply at the understanding of the four living creatures and what they mean, rather than simply finding a category to put them in. Yes, it's true. None of these various views from church history seem overly satisfying to us. And so we come back this morning to our original question. Who are the four living creatures of Revelation chapter 4? Well, one better approach is to go back in other parts of Scripture and remind ourselves of similar passages to Revelation 4. Remember, the book of Revelation is a summation book. That means the book sums up for us what the Scriptures teach. And they describe for us this summation in a powerful way that includes images which helps us understand in a deeper and richer way the power of God's Word and the message of God's Word. The four living creatures in Revelation 4 are no different. And so this morning, as we look at what the four living creatures sing, at the end of verse 8, we are drawn to the book of Isaiah. At the end of verse 8 in Revelation 4, the song of the four living creatures is this: Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Words which are almost the exact song that is sung before the throne in Isaiah chapter 6. We read that passage earlier this morning, and you can see how the song in Isaiah 6 verse 3 is very similar to Revelation 4 verse 8. The seraphs in Isaiah 6 are before the throne, and they are singing together this song, verse 3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. Same words, Revelation 4, verse 8. But you notice the ending is different. The whole earth is full of His glory. But there is enough of a connection, there is enough of a similarity that we can see there is a connection between Isaiah 6 and Revelation 4. On your outlines this morning, I've laid out the similarities and the differences. We see similarities in the song. They begin the same way. Another similarity we see between the seraphs of Isaiah 6 and the four living creatures of Revelation 4 is that all of them have six wings. But there are also differences. The differences at the ending of the song. We also see that in Isaiah 6, the creatures around the throne are called the seraphs, not four living creatures. We see in Isaiah 6 that they have six wings in Isaiah 6, and the four living creatures have four wings. And also we see the eyes are not mentioned in Isaiah 6, and the faces are not mentioned in Isaiah 6. Let me correct that. Isaiah 6 has six wings, and the four living creatures have six wings, but they are different in the song, the seraphs, the eyes, and the faces. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we also have similarities and differences. As I read that passage in Ezekiel this morning, you notice that they are called in Ezekiel 1, living creatures, just as in Revelation 4. We see that in Revelation 4, there are four living creatures. In Ezekiel, there are four living creatures. We see the faces are the same. In Ezekiel 1, verse 10, we're told that they have the face of a man, the face of the lion, the face of an ox, and the face of an eagle, just like Revelation chapter 4. And we also see in Ezekiel that the eyes are mentioned. In Ezekiel 1 verse 18, we're told the rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were full of eyes all around. There are also differences. What is different is that in Ezekiel chapter 1, each creature has four faces. In Revelation 4, they all have one face. In Ezekiel, we see that they have four wings. And as we pointed out earlier, Revelation 4, they have six wings. And in the book of Ezekiel, we read that they are full of eyes on the rims. But in the book of Revelation, they are covered with eyes, even specifically eyes under their wings. So this lays out for us connections. Connections between Isaiah 6 and Revelation 4. Connections between Ezekiel 1 and Revelation 4. But they are not exact connections, because we must remember that Revelation is a summation book. It takes the entire scripture and sums up for us what those scriptures have to say to us and what they have to teach us. So even though we can find connections between Isaiah and Ezekiel, they are not exact connections, but there certainly are similarities. Interpretation similarities between Isaiah, Ezekiel, and Revelation. Instead of getting caught up in all the differences and all the connections, it's important for us to see the three similarities between all three passages. One similarity which is taking place in all three is the throne of God. In Isaiah, Isaiah is standing before the throne of God, and he looks into the throne room of God. In Ezekiel chapter 1, Ezekiel is given a vision of the throne room of God. And in Revelation 4, John is given a vision into the throne room of God. The second thing that is important, similar in all three passages, is that in each passage, God is calling his prophet. We see this in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Isaiah is looking into the throne room of God, and he sees the seraphs around the throne, and he hears the song that the seraphs are singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And then we read in verse 6 that one of the seraphs flew to Isaiah with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away. Your sin is atoned for." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?" And I said, "Here I am. Send me." In Isaiah 6, God is calling Isaiah as his prophet. Isaiah is looking into the throne room of God, and he is being commissioned as a prophet of God. And the message which Isaiah is being called to preach is a message which is from God to his people, a message which comes from the very throne of God. This message, the image of this message, is portrayed in fire. In a live burning coal, the seraph takes the burning coal and he brings it from the throne of God and he touches it to Isaiah's lips. And God then sends Isaiah off to his people to proclaim the message from the throne. We see the same thing in Ezekiel chapter 1. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we are given through the inspired word of God a vision of the throne. And following Ezekiel's vision of the throne in chapter 1, as you go to Ezekiel chapter 2, we have Ezekiel's calling. If you're not there this morning, turn there and look at it. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel writes, "God said to me, 'Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you.' And as he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me, and he said, 'Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have been in revolt against me to this very day.'" God gives Ezekiel a vision of the throne, just like in Isaiah 6. And God then commissions Ezekiel to preach the word of God to God's people. And the image of the message is the fire and the Spirit. Look again at Ezekiel chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. As the four living creatures are described in the previous verses, we read in verse 12 this: "Each one went straight ahead. Wherever the Spirit would go, they would go, without turning as they went. The appearance of the living creatures was like burning coals of fire, or like torches. Fire moved back and forth among the creatures. It was bright and lightning flashed out of it. The creature sped back and forth like flashes of lightning." So here is the same imagery from Isaiah 6. Fire, the imagery of the Spirit, a message that is coming from the throne of God. And then look again at chapter 2, verse 1. "God said to me, 'Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you.' And as he spoke, the Spirit came into me and raised me to my feet, and I heard him speaking to me." And in verse 3, God commissions him to preach the word. And the word that Ezekiel is commissioned to preach is a message from the very throne of God, in the image of burning coals and fire and the Spirit. Now look also at the very first verse of chapter 3. And he said to me, Son of man, eat what is before you. Eat this scroll. Then go and speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. This scroll is God's word. It is the image of God's word that Ezekiel is commanded to eat, and which Ezekiel is commanded to preach. Now let us turn to Revelation chapter 4. We have seen in Isaiah that Isaiah is before the throne, that Isaiah is called as a prophet, and that the message from the throne is illustrated by the burning coals. We have seen in Ezekiel that Ezekiel is given a message from the throne, and that Ezekiel is called as a prophet, and Ezekiel, the imagery of the message from the throne that he will give to God's people, is illustrated in the burning coals and in the Spirit. Now in Revelation 4, we have a vision of the throne. And this vision of the throne, which we have developed the last several sermons, is a vision of God's holiness and God's grace. God is on the throne. Radiating from the throne, verse 3, is the appearance of jasper, the bright shining light of God's holiness, and the carnelian, the deep red color of blood, showing the grace of our Savior. Encircling this radiance is the rainbow, the emerald rainbow sealing the eternal life that has been purchased for God's people through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we see in verse 4 the 24 elders surrounding the throne, representing the saints who give glory to God for His grace and salvation. Then we see radiating from the throne, verse 5, is lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder, representing the power of the holiness of God as His people have gathered before Him. And then look at the middle of verse 5. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Before this throne, there is fire. Before this throne are seven lamps that are blazing with fire. And these, we're told, are the spirits, just like in Ezekiel, the seven spirits of God before the very throne of God. And there in the center, the middle of verse 6, in the center or around the throne, seated around the throne, are these four living creatures. And what are the four living creatures doing before the throne of God in heaven? They sing praise to God. They never stop saying, we're told in verse 8, day and night, they never stop saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come. And then look at verse 9. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne and lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. Do you see what the four living creatures are doing? They are leading the saints in worship. In heaven itself, the saints follow their lead. When the living creatures sing praise to God, when they give glory and honor and thanks to God, the 24 elders fall down and bow and worship before the throne. And we are reminded that the picture of Revelation chapter 4 is the picture of heaven, but it is also the picture of the saints on earth, even today. Remember, the book of Revelation is not about the past. It's done. It doesn't happen anymore. The book of Revelation is not about the future. The book of Revelation is about now. The book of Revelation is what is taking place in God's kingdom with God's people even now. And John has given us this picture. God has given him this picture of the summation of the Old Testament texts in terms of what takes place before the throne of God. And as we look into heaven and we see the grace and the salvation of God, and we see those seven spirits of fire before the throne, and we see the four living creatures leading the people of God in their worship and in their praise as the people follow the lead, we come to understand the role, the important role of the four living creatures. Now you say to yourself, Pastor, what is it? You haven't told us yet. What's going on in Revelation 4? What are they doing? Why are they there? To help us understand Revelation 4, we are reminded again of how the book of Revelation recapitulates its message. Remember how we've said again and again that Revelation is not chronological. This happens first, this happens next, this happens next, this happens next. But in Revelation, it is unfolding. It is an unfolding book. Just like Scripture begins and it unfolds and we learn more and more about Christ until He comes, and then more and more about what will take place in terms of His return, the same thing happens in Revelation. That means the book of Revelation chapter 4 starts out with the throne. But as the vision unfolds in chapter 5 and in chapter 6 and in chapter 7 and into the beginning of chapter 8, we understand chapter 4 more and more. And look with me at Revelation chapter 5. Beginning at verse 6. Then I looked, and I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Remember our last sermon? The spirits before the throne, we're told in chapter 4, verse 5, are blazing. And now in chapter 5, as chapter 5 recapitulates chapter 4 but takes it a step further, we're told that it is the Lamb who is around the throne, and the four living creatures surround this Lamb. And this Lamb has seven spirits, or has seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God who are sent where? Throughout all the earth. And how does the Spirit of God work on the earth? How does the Spirit of God work in your life? It works through the Word. It works through the Word as that Word is read, and as that Word is proclaimed, and as that Word, like in the book of Isaiah and in the book of Ezekiel, goes out from the throne. And we don't have prophets like Isaiah anymore. We don't have prophets like Ezekiel anymore, who are called by God, who are given specific visions and sent specifically to God's people. That era has passed. But in this summation era, God has spoken through His Son, Jesus Christ. God has spoken through His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and who paid for your sins. And now on the throne in heaven, this Lamb who has died and has been raised and is seated on high is surrounded by these four living creatures, and a message is going out from the throne. A message from that fire blazing before the throne, and it is sent out by the living creatures throughout all the earth. And it is a message which is given to God's people, a message which they hear read and proclaimed, a message which leads them in worship, just as the four living creatures lead the saints in worship in heaven itself. Look how this is unfolded in chapter 6. Look at the beginning of Revelation 6. As it continues to unfold in this vision, I watched as the Lamb opened the first of the seven seals. Then I heard one of the four living creatures say in a voice like thunder, "Come!" And I looked, and there before me was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown, and he rode out as a conqueror bent on that conquest. These living creatures, as you read through chapter 6, are sending out these horsemen. They are sending out the Word of God, the Word of God who works through the Spirit. And as we will see in chapter 6, bring condemnation for all those who have rejected God and rejected His Word, but grace and salvation for all those who believe it and come to understand Jesus Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. And each step of the way, as you work through the Revelation, we see the four living creatures with the Word leading the saints of heaven and the saints on earth in their worship. You see this? Revelation 5, verse 14. The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshiped. Do you see the powerful imagery that is being portrayed for us in this text? In Revelation 4, we are given a picture of the throne and a picture of what takes place around the throne. Four living creatures leading the saints in worship, leading them as the Word of God is spoken through them to the saints, and they fall down in worship. And this is why you are here this morning, right now. This Word of God which has been read to you, this Word of God which is being proclaimed to you, is from the throne. It is from the throne itself. Before the throne is this seven lamps that are blazing, the seven spirits of God. And the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, has sent out that Word from the throne with the power of His Spirit to change lives, so they will come to know Him and worship Him and know that salvation. And now if you flip your outlines over, this glorious picture is described for us in the four living creatures. Why are there four living creatures? One on each side of the throne. Because this Word of God is going out from the throne in all directions. There's not one part of the earth which is left out. This Word of God is going out into the four corners of the earth, just as Jesus tells us in the Gospel. North, south, east, and west. This word of God through the power of the Spirit is being sounded throughout all the earth. Just as Revelation 6 will so carefully describe for us. But why the faces? Because the faces help us understand the power and the function of this word. This word goes forth with the strength of a lion. Someone who is enslaved to their sin, who no one can control because they are bound and enslaved to it. This word and spirit has the power to change that person and free them from their slavery to sin and deliver them with strength that this world cannot provide. This word of God comes through and is spoken with the service of an ox. The service of our Savior who went to the cross and who died on the cross and whom we as His people are to emulate His service. This word of God which comes to you comes with intelligence far greater than any man. It is the wisdom of God, a wisdom of life, an intelligence which is far greater than any sinful human mind is capable of. And this word of God goes forth from the heavens with the swiftness of an eagle. There is no stopping it. No earthly power can prevent it from going where the Spirit takes it. And it will accomplish its purposes, whether it is judgment for the unbeliever or grace for the believer. And why the eyes? These living creatures are covered with eyes because there is no hiding from it. There's not a place where you can get behind it and do your sin without it seeing you. This word of God, like the four living creatures, has eyes on each side. Penetrating eyes, eyes of fire. Notice again, chapter 5. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Those eyes see through hypocrisy. Those eyes see through insincerity. Those eyes which have gone out from the throne itself, from the holiness of God's throne, can see and know when someone is being faithful and when someone is not and rejects God's word. These living creatures before the throne help us to understand the power of the word of God which goes forth from the throne. These living creatures which surround our resurrected Lord send out the word as the word goes forth from the throne to the church, to God's people who read it and who worship Him each and every Lord's day. Who are these four living creatures and what is their function? Their function from the throne is to take that word of God and to send it forth. As God in the Old Testament did it through Isaiah, as God in the Old Testament did it through Ezekiel, He now sends it through His written word and those who proclaim that word, who have been called by God. And that word goes forth and is at work. And it comes in power and strength and intelligence and swiftness and service, and there is no stopping it. As you have gathered this morning here for worship, Revelation 4 tells us that you are before the throne. Revelation 4 tells us that the living creatures are bowing before the throne and are giving ever praise to God. and they are leading the saints of heaven in worship. They are present here this morning in this word. And they are leading the saints right now in this place in worship. May you come this morning with a heart that sings, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come." Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which has come to us from the throne. We thank you that this word, which is read and proclaimed, comes in the power of your Spirit. We pray, Father, that each and every Lord's Day, and each and every day, as we read that word and as we worship you, that you would humble our hearts, that you would remind us how precious and how powerful it is, that it would continue to change our lives and hearts, and that you would use it to change the lives of those around us who do not love you. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.